Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Friday, 1st of March. Firstly, in Bangladesh, the Bangladesh Awami League party candidate Atiqul Islam was declared the mayor of Dhaka after he won the North Dhaka City Corporation mayoral elections. He defeated Jatiya Party candidate Shafin Ahmed. The results were announced yesterday evening. However, the voter turnout was merely 30%. Lack of strong opposition candidates has led to the landslide victory of the Awami League. Major political parties, including the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, had decided earlier not to contest any elections, claiming that the election was a fraud. In Pakistan, Prime Minister Imran Khan announced yesterday that Pakistan will release the captured Indian pilot today as a goodwill gesture. The pilot was captured after his plane was shot down on February 26 over Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The escalating situation between India and Pakistan has led to the closure of all major airports in Pakistan and restricted air traffic in northern India. The release of Indian pilot is also mandated under Article 5 and 6 of Geneva Convention 1929, which states that the capturing nation have to release the prisoner of war back to his or her own country in 7 days. Flights between Europe, South and Southeast Asia have been affected severely. Clients are advised to avoid flights flying through Pakistan and north and northwest of India and monitor updates from your respective carriers. In Sri Lanka, a train on the coastal railway line has derailed between Kalutara South and Kalutara North stations. The train was bound for Maradana from Galle in southern Sri Lanka. Railway spokesman said that 4 compartments of the train were derailed and restoration work is still ongoing. The derailment has caused delays in train services on the coastal line connecting Colombo and Mathura in southern Sri Lanka. It is one of the busiest railway lines in the country. Clients are advised to be aware of the delays and disruptions on the coastal railway line and consider other alternate modes of transport in their region. In India, Jet Airways yesterday said 6 more aircraft have been grounded due to non-payment of lease rentals, bringing the total number of grounded planes to 19. Jet Airways Chairman Naresh Goyal has agreed to step down and to bring his shareholding below 20% from 51% after settlement with the creditors, including major banks in India. Clients are advised to be aware of the disruptions in the Jet Airways services and consider other airlines until the services are restored by Jet Airways. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.